Hello. This is CJ, from Two Reading Gremlins. Obviously, you're currently listening to it. And if you are listening to this episode, congratulations. You have survived our unplanned hiatus. And I got my wisdom teeth out, so thus I am my voice is kind of weird, so if you hear me talking a little weird, that's why. All four at the same time. It was great. I had three tacos before, like the night before, which was nice, but now I can't eat anything crunchy or sharp, so I'm really bored. And you know what you guys can do if you're really bored? Write a short story for a writing competition. This only applies if you live in Florida, unfortunately. But if you do live in Florida, there is a specific writing challenge from run by Florida Weekly, and you can submit a story. All of the details are on their website, and on June 14th and 15th, they will print a new edition with the new photographs, the photo prompts. You can find them online. I currently am recording this on June 13th, so I have no idea what they are. But every week, it's currently week two as of June 14th. Like tomorrow. Well, tomorrow, I think, when I'm going to be posting this episode, aka today, time is weird. I'm currently recording as of June 13th, so week two starts tomorrow, and you have until June 26th. It's technically like 10 or 11 days. Oh, sorry, they'll print new photo prompts for round two on June 15th to 16th. Sorry, my information is incorrect. But on Sunday, June 26th, you have that is when you need to submit your story. And 750 words is the maximum. And basically, if you win, if you get in the top four, you get interviewed by the newspaper about your story. You get if you're in second through fourth place, you get Amazon gift cards, and if you get first place, you get full tuition to the in-person Sanibel Writers Conference, which is a big deal because pretty sure a lot of writers are going to be there. They hold panels on writing and world building, and it's super cool, and I really want to go. It seems super fun. And if you do not want to go to the in-person Sanibel Writers Conference, which, if you live far away from Sanibel Island, then hey, it's quite a hassle to get there, depending on where you are, especially if you live in the Panhandle. If you're listening to this and you do not live in Florida, the Panhandle is very far away from South Florida, where Sanibel is, well, Southwest Florida. So yeah. But if you do live in Florida and you don't want to go to the in-person Sanibel Writers Conference, you also have the option of going to the online Gotham Writers Workshop, which is also really cool, and I've done some research on it, sounds epic. And if you get in first through 10th place, they will run your story through the newspaper. First through fourth will get theirs in a special part of the newspaper, and then fifth through 10th will be run as space allows, which is super cool. And if you are a struggling writer, such as myself, submit your stories. There are 9 full weeks of competition. And the winners will be announced on October 10th. So, like there are 9 weeks, and as of June 15th, you will have week two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. You'll have 8 weeks of stories that you could post in and send in. All of the details will be linked in the description. But if you live in Florida, go to Florida Weekly Writing Challenge and then you will find it. Set your calendars for the 15th to 16th to check the photos, and then write a short story under 750 words, and possibly, I don't know, possibly make some money or get your newspaper, not your newspaper, get your story discovered. This has just been a little announcement, a little thing. I'm currently in it. I really hope I win, but there are lots of people who enter this because it is a statewide challenge, and there are writers from all levels submitting pieces. And honestly, it's kind of daunting, but I know that anybody who submits it trusts in themselves that they are a beautiful and amazing writer, and I know that everybody who does submit it is fabulous. And if you submit one, you are fabulous. If you don't submit one, you're still fabulous because you thought about submitting one. Yeah, that's basically it. So, yes, it will be. I don't know if I can link it in the description, but if I can, I will. But I will have a full, I will have the full thing that you can put into Google in the description, and then it's the very first article, and that's the one from the previous week. You cannot submit for the previous week, unfortunately, because I did not get on my game and put this in for week one. I'm sorry, but I hope all of you submit for weeks two and beyond because, yes. Who doesn't want the chance to get their writing discovered, you know? So I encourage you all, have fun, write pieces, but unfortunately, this is only if you live in the state of Florida. So, yeah. I will try to do another mini episode like this. If I do discover any other writing challenges you can submit to, you can submit to the Scholastic Challenge if you're in high school. Please do. They love having pieces entered. And you can win lots of stuff. I haven't really talked about it in a while, but I'm going to be doing a couple more mini episodes like this, because we have some gaps in our schedule. And hopefully, next time I can interview someone or have other guest stars on. So, yeah. This has been a mini episode of Two Writing Gremlins, in which I talk about the Florida Weekly Writing Challenge, which you should all enter because it's not super stressful. It's not super high stakes because, you don't pay anything for them to read your story. You don't lose any money if you don't win. So basically, there's no negative consequences unless you write about wanting to murder people, because that's kind of concerning, but I digress. I hope you all submit something if you can. And to all of the people who have submitted and are going to continue submitting, best of luck to you. I hope you win. I hope I win. I hope all of us. I wish all of us could win, but we all can't. So, if you are gonna submit, have a good time. If you aren't, I recommend checking out the article on October 10th to see who wins. Okay, well, this has been an episode of Two Writing Gremlins. Bye!